Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. So in today's episode, as you can read from the title, I will be speaking about feeling unloved and unwanted. So I'll speak about more about like beauty and attractiveness and how it correlates with feeling wanted and loved, and also the act like having a lot of money or being rich or being successful, and how it correlates with being loved and having a group of friends, and also being afraid of rejection and failure. And hopefully, like, I do want to incorporate as much aspect of my own personal experiences into this episode. So I guess like my goal is to make you guys feel less alone in this journey of the feeling that we have. Anyway, let's get started. So first, I want to talk about like being attractive or beauty. You know, I think a lot of us growing up, for me especially, like in the eye of social media or pictures, you know, you can literally see anyone picture at the moment. Like, you can have like a model picture from your phone instead of have to bang it from magazine cover. It's so accessible. Like, I think like we emphasize a lot of on our visual aspect of everything. And the thing is, sometimes I realize as well, like a lot of the time I do compare myself with other people that I see online, and I see like or my siblings, not siblings, but or my cousins. You know, I compare like my attractiveness, quote unquote, with them, or the people that I see walking. And sometimes I do feel bad because I realize like, oh my god, I'm not as, you know, I look ugly compared to them. So I still have problem in that department, because that's my biggest issue sometimes. Like, I don't really like the way that I look. So I think like some part of it is like, I don't know, like sometimes I do kind of feel a little unloved, because sometimes like in my head I correlate beauty with being loved, less about personality, but being beautiful. I think that's the new currency right now. But yeah, I think like I experience that feelings kind of frequently, I suppose. I think I'm not the only one that feels that, because there are a huge rise in body dysmorphia, and also like eating disorders or plastic surgery, you know, and the use of cosmetics. Like, sometimes like you do kind of feel like you're the only one that are insecure about the way that you look, but there are plenty more people that are insecure out there in the world. So I don't know, sometimes like, and there are people who are just confident and happy with themselves, which is all credit to them. But yeah, I think I will say some of us are insecure, and that's including me. But it's so weird, because today I was like, you know, sometimes like looking at the mirror can trigger me sometimes, to be honest. Like, I don't know, like sometimes I do get insecure. I think it's just the voices in my head that yapping away of like the insecurity of like me not being like attractive enough or something like that. And then I do get insecure, and I do tend to not really like myself as much, you know. It's weird, because when I see other people, like I see them as beautiful, right? I never see people as, because I see more of their personality. And when it comes to me, like the thing that I judge a lot is the way that I look. So it's like paradoxical, because sometimes like a part of me is like saying like I don't see anyone as ugly. Like, I appreciate people that, I think like people have different type of beauty, but in terms of me, I think I tend to become really judgmental. And I don't know, like sometimes like when I look at myself in the pictures, like I don't really like it, and then I tend to like, I don't know, I just don't feel comfortable in front of camera or when I look at myself in the mirror. And I think that's like, that fuels a lot of my feelings of being unloved and feeling unwanted almost. Anyway. So the next thing is about like being successful, you know, especially being successful / confident. I feel like sometimes, for me at least personally, I see my brother, he's very successful at the thing that he does and he seems so strong and confident. And the thing is sometimes like I do compare myself with that. And I tend to beat myself up because I'm not as successful as he is comparison with him. And a lot of the time, I think it's coming from with my untreated ADHD, since I have ADHD. And yeah, I think it's just like, you know, I wanted to be productive. I wanted to achieve great things or get great things or being rich, you know, or having like going to a successful university and stuff like that. And I sometimes like, you know, I wonder why am I, like, I had this trouble a lot when I was in high school. You know, I had, like, this trouble of, like, me of not working hard enough or not achieving my maximum capacity. But, yeah, I think it's just, like, sometimes, like, it does eat me up a little bit, like, disturbs me in a sense because, because, yeah, I do prioritize a lot of myself on being successful and gaining a lot of, like, money and stuff like that. I just, like, sometimes, like, I do think to myself, like, I just want to have a comfortable life, which is reasonable. But right now, you know, with the amount of career, like, sometimes, like, I'm still starting at the bottom of the role, of my job's role, and then I haven't graduated yet, so I'm... I don't really have that much money. So, like, that perpetuates my feeling of unworthiness, I think. Like, that comes with it, of not having money and not being in a place where I wanted to be. And, yeah, I think it's just, like, it makes me feel like I'm unworthy, that I have nothing to offer. It sucks. Like, it is what it is. It's just a feeling, but sometimes, like, you kind of, like, at least for me, I kind of, like, have a breakdown because of that, which is normal, I think. But, yeah. Thing that I struggle, that perpetuates my feeling of unloved and unwanted, is basically, like, being alone. Or having no friend almost. I don't know, like, I think I see that like a huge red flag of failure. And then also, like, the thing is, like, when you don't have anyone that tells you that you're good enough or blah blah blah, you stuck a lot with your own head, within your head, and therefore, you know, you can get depressed or you can feel unloved or unwanted. And it sucks, like, the feeling totally sucks, but, I don't know, like, I think it leads to my next point of, I'm just gonna make this one section, but I think it's, like, also my fear of rejection as well. It's, like, it's fuel each other up. Like, sometimes I do want to have friends, but sometimes I fear rejection, so therefore I don't even go outside to initiate conversation or to make friends. And then, like, it, like, both of them just fuel each other up. And it sucks totally, but yeah, I don't know, like, I do not know what else to say with that. I think, like, for me personally, like, during this time when I don't feel loved or unloved, it's challenging because you get into that downward spiral and everything like that. So I think by the end of this episode, I will like give you guys some tips or just some advice or words of comfort during this time, like when you're listening and you're experiencing the feeling of being unloved. But moving on. And the last section is talking about failure, as how it associates with being feeling unloved. I think like for me personally, like romantic personal relationship failure or even academic failure, like it triggers a lot of my unworthiness. And trust me, I had like a really bad self-esteem when I was in high school because I didn't really exceed at school the way that I wanted. Like I feel like, you know, I want to give more, but sometimes like I cannot, like my brain just cannot give anymore. And also like sometimes I do struggle with using dating apps and stuff like that because I do tend to get rejected, and then like when I do get rejected, I tend to take it really personally, and it just really lower my self-esteem more. And it's just like a fuel a lot of my feelings of unworthiness. I think like I'm aware of all of that, but it's just that sometimes all of the things that I've spoken before, like all of this little element of that fuels my feeling of unworthiness, like occurs sometimes on a daily basis. And sometimes like, yeah, it's just a thought and stuff like that, but like it feels really real. And I felt really ashamed. It just makes me want to hide. It sucks. Really, it sucks badly. But here I am. I'm still like living, and I'll ensure there are moments where I have like self-destructive thoughts where I feel like I'm just going to spiral down and stuff like that, and I tend to hide away more and more when I feel like I'm being unloved or unwanted. But I will give you guys some tips. So my tips or the conclusion that I get from this episode is that like your mental health matters a lot. I know it's challenging, like sometimes like we're not really open and honest in social media and stuff like that. We don't see what's behind closed door. And I think like one of the things that inspires me on creating this episode in particular is My Mind and Me by Selena Gomez, and how she opens up a new window of mental health. I think like sometimes I realize to myself like I do kind of feel like sad, anxious, angry, and and all of those emotions. And sometimes like I felt like a little pressure of being happy or being content. But the thing is like we as a human being, like we are naturally, like it's in our natural state to feel upset or to feel sad or to be negative, because that's how our brain works in terms of surviving in the past, and that's totally normal, you know. And sometimes I do beat myself or I judge myself almost because I don't feel confident and okay or comfortable within my own skin. I don't know, I just tend to judge myself. And I think like the thing is like you can want one thing, but you cannot control a lot of your thoughts or emotions. I think you just have to let it slide and let it pass and see it as a cloud in the sky. Like I'm actually like practicing, but I think like sometimes I realize like I always want to reach this happy mode all the time, or feeling love all the time, or just like no positivity 100% of the time, but I realize it's not possible, or it's just like when you're trying to reach that all the time, I think you will start to become more and more upset and more sad. And yeah. And I think like sometimes I do realize sometimes as well, like how biased I am towards myself, or like it's so, I think we live in this world where it's perfection to the max. I feel like, you know, I think like before I got diagnosed with my ADHD, I give myself so much trouble because I compare myself to people like on YouTube or on social media in terms of their success and their life. But I think like therefore like I don't give myself some slack in terms of failing or making mistakes or feeling not confident within myself, feeling anxious. Like I didn't give myself that enough space to process all of it. But I think like for me personally, it's very important to do so. And also it's important to give yourself like enough credit and you allow yourself to feel anxious or to feel sad, because it's just what it is. Like it's just a sensation in your body. And sometimes like we cannot control that at all. And I think like there is this writing reflex where we just want to fix everything. But I believe like when we sit down with our feelings, we can, you know, process it a little bit better. Yeah. Like right now, at the time of recording, I didn't really do much within today, even though I had planned to do a lot. But I just didn't find the motivation, concentration. And knowing that I might have the ADHD, I give myself some slack. The thing is, there's always reason as to why you do stuff, right? You need to give yourself, like, when you feel like you're unloved and stuff like that. I think my first instinct is to not love myself more. But I think, like, what will be best for me when I am in this state of mind is to give myself some compassion. And it's okay to feel all of those stuff. It's okay not to be productive. I think that's what I needed to hear. It's okay to splurge. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to act in a way that you don't wish to act. It's okay, you know, it's okay to not be okay as well. It's okay to think shallowly. It's okay to behave like everything is okay. The thing is, like, you have to ask yourself, like, it's a helpful for me, like when you're taking a behavior, or when you're taking your thoughts, when you're having thoughts, or when you're having feelings, like you start to ask yourself, like, is that helpful for me? Those questions. But you know, it's your life is not easy, and no one else's life is easy. So it's better for us to give compassionate, and also for me, like at the end of the day, I am a Christian, so I put a lot of I find a lot of comfort in being a Christian. And yeah, anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.